a blessing. I'm grateful to be here, and I don't know that there's a lot of people here, and I couldn't help but think about this. Is there 500 people here? I'm not for sure, but the Bible speaks of a chorus in Revelation chapter 4, actually chapter 5, but it says there was a chorus. It was made up, it says, of many angels, of the 24 elders and the four beasts, and it says there was 10,000 times 10,000 and thousands of thousands. It was a chorus. And they said, and they sang a new song, the Bible says, and it said, "Thou art worthy." And this was immediately after there was much weeping in the early part of that chapter because no one was found to open the book, and they found one to open it. And "Thou art worthy, thou art worthy." And I was just thinking of that this evening. I'd like to read some scriptures there. And just Revelation chapter 4, if you have a Bible, that's fine. If you do not, that's okay as well. We'll just draw our hearts there and encourage us to consider a few thoughts down those lines. It says in chapter 4, in verse 1, it says it this way. It says, "And after this I looked, and behold," he says, "behold, a door was opened." And picture this. Much of Revelation, I think, is a picture. John says it's likened to, but we have to picture it. There, after this, John says, "And behold, there was a door opened up. And the first voice which I heard were as if it were a trumpet talking with me." And I drew a picture of a trumpet here, and I'm not sure how a trumpet can talk. But when a trumpet blows, it demands attention. The Bible speaks of a trumpet that's going to blow one day. But this trumpet, as if it were a trumpet talking with me, and it said, "Come up hither, and I will show you things which must be hereafter," or future things. Wasn't sure if I wanted to bring this in here, but I thought I maybe would. A month ago, when Keturah's dad was lying there, passing away, and I was never present in a place like that, where it's like man is there, breath, and there's life, but there's a place where he's not there. Where he's not there. And I remember, I think Brother John, I'm not sure if John and Sarah are here or not, but Brother John said something to the effect that, he said, the presence of God is in that room, was in that room. And no matter the situation, if you or I pass away, where that's at, whether we're saved or whether we're lost, the presence of God will come down in that room just for a moment and will take that soul to his eternal home. And it was just very interesting when Grandpa his breaths became further and further apart and less shallow. The breathing line on the little screen, you know, the deep breaths would go like this. And they just kept getting smaller and smaller and further apart. And it came a point there where that all stopped. And most of us, we considered him as he was gone. That's what he stopped. But it was, I don't know, a few minutes later, I think, I could be corrected, but the nurse came in and just to confirm and verify it. And she listened, and she listened again, and she said, "He's still there. He's still there." That was her terms. Came back about 10, 15 minutes, I'm not sure, later on, and they listened again, and she said, "He's not there. He's not there." I want to read some scriptures here, and I have some thoughts to come back to that. "And immediately I was in the Spirit," John says, "and behold, a throne." Picture a throne that was set in heaven, and there was one who sat on the throne. And he that sat on it was, he looked like a jasper and a sardine stone. And I drew a picture here. There was a rainbow. It says a rainbow around about the throne, a sight like unto an emerald. And around about the throne there were 24 seats. And I saw 24 elders sitting, clothed in white raiment, and they had on their heads crowns of gold. And out of the throne proceeded lightnings and thunders." And I drew in my rainbow across this throne. I'm not an artist, but I drew lightning and thunder. And voices. "And there were 7 lamps of fire which burning before the throne, which are the 7 spirits of God. And before the throne there was a sea of glass like unto crystal. And in the midst of the throne and round about the throne were the 4 beasts full of eyes before and behind." Picture this. Picture it. And I just wrote down here the 4 beasts. The first beast was like a lion. Picture a lion. The second beast was like a calf. Picture that. A third beast had the face of a man. And the fourth beast was like a flying eagle. We can relate to all those pictures. And the 4 beasts, now add to these pictures. And the 4 beasts, each of them had 6 wings about him. 3 on this side, 3 on this side. That's my picture in my mind. And they were full of eyes within. And they rest not day nor night, saying, "Holy, holy, holy, Lord God Almighty, which was and is to come." And when those beasts gave glory and honor and thanks to him that sat on the throne, who liveth forever and ever, the 24 elders fall down before him that sat on the throne and worship him that liveth forever and ever, the one that sat upon the throne. That's the object of worship. Saying, "Thou art worthy, O Lord, to receive glory and honor and power, for thou hast created all things, and for thy pleasure they are and were created." And we'll just omit the big 5 there. "And I saw on the right hand of him that sat on the throne a book written within and on the backside, sealed with 7 seals. And I saw a strong angel proclaiming with a loud voice, 'Who is worthy to open the book and loose the seals thereof?' And no man in heaven nor in earth, neither under the earth, was able to open the book, neither look therein." And John says, "And I wept much. I wept much, because no one was found worthy to open the book and to read, neither to look therein. And one of the elders said unto me, 'Weep not. Behold,'" and in my Bible, "the lion is capitalized, the lion of the tribe of Judah, the root of David, hath prevailed to open the book and to loose the seals thereof. And I beheld, and lo, in the midst of the throne and the 4 beasts in the midst of the elders stood a lamb as it had been slain, having 7 horns and 7 eyes, which are the 7 spirits of God sent forth to the earth. And he came and took the book out of the right hand of him that sat on the throne." Picture, picture, picture. And this was the response. "And when he had taken the book, the 4 beasts," remember? The 4 beasts, the 24 elders, "they fell down before the Lamb, having every one of them harps and golden vials full of odors, which are the prayers of the saints. And they sang a new song, saying, 'Thou art worthy to take the book and open the seals thereof, for thou wast slain and hast redeemed us unto God by thy blood out of every kindred, tongue, people, and nation, and hast made us unto our God kings and priests, and we shall reign in the earth.' And listen, and I beheld and heard a voice of many angels round about the throne, and the beasts, the four beasts, and the 24 elders. And the number of them was 10,000 times 10,000 and thousands of thousands, the Bible says. I don't know what that is. Saying. This is what they were saying. With a loud voice, "Worthy is the Lamb that was slain." "Worthy is the Lamb that was slain to receive power and riches and wisdom and strength and glory and honor and blessing. And every creature which is in heaven and earth and under the earth, and such as are under the sea, and all that are in the that are in them, heard I say, blessing and glory and honor and power be unto him that sitteth upon the throne, and unto the Lamb forever." And the four beasts said, "Amen." And the 24 elders fell down and worshipped him that liveth forever and ever. I want to draw our attention real quickly here. Let me get my notes here. I just said after these things, there was worship. In the sidelines of my Bible, it says unceasing worship. Eternal worship. And we believe, according to this, that it's still going on today, right now. This beautiful picture, this beautiful chorus of harmony and things that we've never heard before. I'm not sure what song it was here. Forget the name of it here, but the end. I'm not sure if you heard the beautiful chord that just, I was writing my notes, but it just brought my head up. Beautiful. Brother Henry today on music. I don't think we can separate, and Brother Henry did a wonderful job in this, but we can't separate the sound and the message. They could have came up here tonight and just read these words off, and it would have had not nearly the effect as the tune that's put to it. And it drives it home like no other. It's incredible. One day, I wrote this down, we shall see this worship. It will exceed everything we've witnessed. After this book was opened in this chapter, there was much rejoicing in heaven. I said the elders, the beasts, they worshipped. They said, "Thou art worthy." As the new song, they sang a new song. "Thou art worthy to open the book." And I thought this evening I would just bring it down home to all of us and Brother Henry and even Brother Melvin. I appreciate what he shared. But spoke to my heart, and we think about it, when it's my turn and your turn, and the Bible says that there's a 100% chance that we will meet God and that we'll die. Either we're going to die here, or we'll meet him when he comes back. But there's a 100% chance that we'll meet him. I will, all of us. All of us. And I wrote down here just a question. Do we have a new song? Do I? Do you have a new song? Do you have a reason to have a new song? And that being a new heart. Do you have a new heart this evening? Then I just wrote down, if not, what hindereth it? What hindereth it? What stands in the way? What is it? Our own hearts can tell us. We all know. And it doesn't either have to be just, you know, the one that hasn't been born again either. It can be things in our own hearts and lives too, that we can be refined. There's things that need to be changed. But what hindereth it? Will you sing the new song? When you're lying there, and I lie there, and those monitors go flat, and those around you declare, you're not there anymore. Here's the question. Do you want to see this holy choir? Do we want to worship in that choir and be there with that? Or see it from afar off with longing eyes? I wish I could have. I should have. I can't, but it's afar off. It is a goal fixed. Can't no more. Do you have a new song? Do I have one? I know this may be a challenge, but I want to leave you with these words I read just this morning in Genesis 15. There was a conversation there with the Lord had with Abraham. And I'd like to read this to you. It was just I was blessed with it this morning as I read it. Genesis 15. Many of you know, I'm sure, it wasn't Abraham at that time, it was Abram. After these things, the word of the Lord came to Abram in a vision, saying, "Fear not, Abram. I am thy shield, and I am thy exceeding great reward." And that's the beautiful promise. If there's something that hinders, there's only one thing that hindereth that from being taken care of. It's me. It's me. That's all it is. I am thy shield and thy exceeding great reward. And I'd like to leave you with that. I don't know how long I had here, but just a word of encouragement to just worship the Lord, the pure heart. And I am sure, I thought about this morning when I read that. I don't know. I'm going to ask you a question just real quick. If you feel like you had difficult trials last week and they were hard, raise your hand. I'd like to see that. I'd like to see how many of you had some. He's your great reward. Let's sing number 266 and we'll let the chorus come back in here. Number 266, one of my favorite songs. Again, this is a picture. As you sing this song, think of that chorus, think of that choir. Will I be a part of it? Will you be a part of it? And the Spirit of the Lord can work in my own heart this evening and search that. Somebody give me a pitch, Brother Stephen. Will you do that? Number G? A G?
Ready, hearken now, hearken, voices of the hills, the grace above, Jesus.
Let's go.
So ready and Savior,
Savior name.